I've been doing a lot of thinking, and the reason I turned this on was to see whether I'd been writing it out and explaining it to other people, but whether I, if I can articulate it to you, that will be it will help me on the tape. It's beginning to be a little less difficult to articulate, and I think I've really said it to you already, but I want to bring us back, and we'll come back this way. What I realize more and more, and I say this talking to young actors like you and the young man who got Robert. Did you meet the Sunday people that come, Ellen and Robert? Anyway, when I speak to Robert, who also has had small parts in Night Court, and yet nothing in his training and nothing in your training really has any recognition to what I, to the point of view that I bring to acting. Mm-hmm. It seems to be just totally new. So as I'm trying to explain it to young professional actors, I realize that to say to you, oh, the voice, you know, if this is released, it's easier to talk, it has easier sound, more easily projected. And little by little I was thinking, that's not really only what it is. Mm-hmm. What it is be over and beyond that. There is what yesterday I decided to call the aura. Over and beyond that is what really is your mystery in acting. Mm-hmm. See, your mystery is the ambience, the indescribable something that each one of us brings to performance. And those of us who have these kind of vibrations, for lack of another word now, mm-hmm. or those of us who sort of have clued into our talent, really then make some kind of connection with the audience. Mm-hmm. You know, some people call it animal magnetism. Some people call it talent. You know, whatever that is, there are some actors who have it and other actors who don't. Mm-hmm. See, now, my feeling is, as I watch you guys, because I'm sort of learning how to describe it from watching the exercises, my feeling is that if you're here, it means that you know in your heart that you have talent, see, but somehow or other you haven't found it, you haven't mm-hmm. found a way to express it, or it's kind of locked away mm-hmm. from yourself. And the same thing with my other student. So, because it's locked away, no amount, it seems to me, of workshop kind of training mm-hmm. where you do characterization and you do scenes together. And, you know, the teachers talk very, very good techniques of finding a way to, you know, to mm-hmm. express the character. No amount of that is going to work for you if, what I think, is if the vibrations aren't starting from the blade of the tongue, see, mm-hmm. and sort of going beyond that into mystery, mm-hmm. see, and the mystery is the vibrations, okay? Now, those vibrations, it seems to me, are what touch your intuition, your talent, your ambience, your sensuality. And so that I teach speech, you know, you think, well, who needs speech lessons? You know, I need acting. No. I teach the speech, but what I'm getting from speech, which is a dry, cut and dried word, mm-hmm. and you think, oh God, do I have to do those exercises? See, and this is what I'm trying to understand, is that I teach that I use the word speech, but what I'm really doing is releasing you and the other young actors of your age into another part of yourself, which is physical, because mm-hmm. vibrations are physical, but it's that part that somehow when you perform, you know, a sexy character, or an attractive woman, or a man with a sense of humor, it's that part up and up over and beyond the speech lessons that you're working from. See, now if you haven't got that, see, but we all sort of, you know, we see movies of attractive characters. I mean, it's around us all the time. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to do that, but we're sort of doing it from an idea of, oh, she's got to be attractive, or I see an image of her head thrown back and her hair sort of tossed. But if you have no words, see, if you have no sound, if your body is tight, see, if your body language is tight, and by body, I don't only mean limbs and torso, I mean the body part of the face, which is the mouth and the tongue and the jaw hinge and the lips and the corners. Mm-hmm. If these are tight, see, and if the breath isn't flowing, well, I'm going to leave breath out for a minute. If these are tight, you can't express these feelings of passion or compassion or affection, the sound of it. You can't express that, you see. So what I feel is that what I'm doing is by teaching you, you can't get to this top. See, it's hard for me to describe it first. Let us call it the aura, okay? You cannot reach, or you can't float up to the aura. And these Indian religious paintings, they have this ladder of, you know, this is the bottom and this is the next, and the chakras, whatever they are, I don't even know. But I know that up on top, there is this kind of flowering of this ecstasy, this flowering, this, you reach the kind of the soul or the passion, right? To get there in our acting, which is what I don't touch, really. I just, what I think I'm now doing is that by coming down the ladder, by teaching you first about the breath as it flows through to the word, then by really teaching you how to release that tongue, then by having the words on that part of the tongue that kind of pops up into vibrations, right? In between the blade of the tongue and the roof, not the roof of the mouth, but the roof of the mouth. See, by teaching you that, what happens is that then those vibrations go by themselves. I have nothing to do with it. You have nothing to do with it. It's a kind of godlike thing, or, you know, how the body and its mystery. See, we have the body, which is pragmatic and practical. Now we have the mystery. See, so we don't touch the mystery, but we talk about it. We say that it's there. And when those vibrations move up into your mystery, see, then it does things. Your talent, your mystery, your intuition, your talent, then it does things in the scene that you could never do by deliberation. Okay? So that's really what we're doing now. And I don't think I have been talking about this, the part that's over and beyond. I mean, I've kind of hit on it, but I haven't thought it as clearly as I've been thinking it in the past week. Okay, so that's what we're doing. With you right now, it's really easy because you have totally accepted the lower rungs of the technique. And there's no, I mean, it's slow and it's hard and, you know, I correct you a million times, but you've accepted it. See, and what's going to happen is the more time, and it is going to be a couple of years, Ruth, because I remember how long it took me. So the day-by-day work, as we give to the lower part of it, what's going to happen is that more and more your particular talent, which I have nothing to do, okay, that's going to begin to work for you, and even you have nothing to do with it. And people say, gee, you were wonderful, you know, tonight, what did you do? I don't know. I don't know, it just sort of happened. That's the kind of work that we're interested in. So that's what I'm teaching. On the one hand, very, you know, no, no, do it again, it's too tight, the lip corners, your eyes are low, you know, your breath is your neck, I drive you crazy with all of these things. On the other hand, I say, nothing to do. I mean, I can't do anything, you can't do anything. Mm-hmm. And one has to sort of understand that it's both.
Mm-hmm.
It's the loving, precisely placed vowels and consonants that are eventually left alone to do it by themselves. Now, I have to remind you of that, because I don't want that little railroad going through your brain, think, oh, I have to do what she said, and she said to do it this way. Mm. That's terrible, and you may not do it. So, and yet, everybody, no matter how intelligent you are, I mean, you and the other students, when I talk to other students, my three other students, no matter how intelligent my students are, they'll still be repeating my words, okay? We don't want that. Mm-hmm. What we want is to put an image or a code word to stand for everything I said. So if I were the student and you had just talked to me about this, for me, that painting, that Indian painting of some kind of a Buddha with this lovely opening up the enlightenment or whatever it is at the top of the painting, somehow or other, that's going to stand for everything that I've just said.
Mm-hmm.
And it has no words, Ruth. It has just, can you, if you were to take my image, can you see your Buddha?
Mm-hmm.
Or the, like roses up in the flowers up into. In the book, I haven't got it in there, but you know when I have the amaryllis every Christmas? I really purposely have that in this room. Yeah, it's astonishing, you know, to see it grow from nothing to this unbelievable thing. But what I really use it for is for the actor to see that the flower doesn't come first. There is the pot, there is the soil, there is the bulb, and through that, there is the water that we put on the soil, and then somehow or other, the roots of the bulb drinking up the water, right, the air and water, flowing through the stem. See how everything's connected. It flows through the stem, and little by little, this magnificent thing begins to unfold until it just, you know, blossoms into this incredible performance. So that the flower is the performance, right? But the plant didn't start up there. It started from all this nourishment that we gave it, okay? That's the same thing that I try to explain to you. In the earlier years when you came here, you would start at the top, and you would try to play the flower. But now we know that it's something way underneath. It's below the flower. The flower kind of opens on its own. That's what I'm trying to say. That's its mystery, okay? But what we can do is give water, air, the nourishment. We can give the nourishment. We can prop it up. We can know that it's a series of consecutive steps. The bulb, the stem, the flower. It's the breath that moves through my stem, that moves into the words that come out into the flower. Okay, and this part is a result. The flower is a result of how everything has moved through my body and my released tongue into it. So my ecstasy, see, you cannot, my ecstasy, that flower lies in my breath. Okay, so you can't have ecstasy, which we used to try for in our auditions. Say, oh, she's ecstatic. We would start from here with a compressed body. No, now we know, pointing to the beginning hole in our body, the ecstasy moves up through that hole, gathers every message that we have down in the pelvis, and it moves through the guts where we store our memories that we don't even know we have. But the body knows that we have. And the breath is bringing all of this stuff up through the spiritual place, which is somewhere in the below the chest, through the chest, which is our sort of beautifully open, generous place. Then through, it touches the brain, right? Because it sort of goes in two directions. The oxygen goes up to the brain. It brings thought, feeling, and emotion down. And it all moves onto the tongue, and either into a groan, a grunt, a sigh. You feel that? See, all of that moved into that sigh, or it moves into the words, "I love you, I want you, please don't." You feel all of that? Whereas if we go, I love you, it cannot happen if it's cut off. The flower can't happen on the amaryllis if it's cut off from the roots, the bulb, and the stem. Okay, so that's really what I wanted to tell to you again, just to sort of bring us back into the work that we're doing. And I do think that some of that top part is new to us, or at least the expression of it is new to us. And it's a good way of thinking about it. Okay. We always start from the most elemental and essential part of ourselves, which is the breath, right? So go ahead, you do yours. And Ruthia, you can put your feet on the sofa.
Yeah, they're not that dirty.
That's okay. And this sofa
is getting
not
covered. May I just quickly look at what you chose without looking at everything? Just the one that.
Yeah.
Just the finalists. It's easy.
Take a look at that yellow thing. I think that's the sofa material. No, oh, that's the chair.
Yeah, which chair?
Those two little side chairs. And then. Yeah, and then let's see here. The
those chairs right there?
No, the ones behind you.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah, that's right. And where is?
Here's two more.
Oh, then find out. Yeah, what's that? Oh, that's the chair in the bedroom.
Okay.
Where is?
And then is this?
That's this chair.
Okay.
Yeah, and then where's the sofa? It must be. How about? Oh, remember. Try that yellow thing. That's the sofa.
Wow.
Is it beautiful, Ruth?
Yeah.
I do.
Very
think,
unusual.
I think so too. I love it.
Wow.
And so do you see how the three go together?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so rare to find fabric that you love. I mean, generally you find it because it fits, but I do love it.
It's ivy. So it's green.
Yeah. It's hot. You know, my room is very dark. And let's see. And the dark. No, that's for the bedroom.
That's right.
But that, yeah.
Wow.
It's actually olive or, you know, and gold, but it's so dark in the room that you can't really see it, but I do think.
That's going to be very nice. So it'll take a while.
You mean to get it all done?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have chairs. I have actually very good. And sort of antique chairs in the storage room, which I can bring out. And those chairs I found when we rented a house when I first arrived in Los Angeles, up in the next street, rented a house, and it church people had used it. And they had left these church chairs, I mean, but you know, beautiful armchairs that folded up, and they are antiques. And I have those, and my cleaning woman, bless her heart, will take them out for me, and we will have chairs to sit on. So,
and those will be done in the same color leather?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
it's going to be exactly the same. See, those will be, I'll serve. But see, these go to a man in Pasadena, very well recommended by my Pasadena friends.
People, yeah.
Yeah. But those go to a man on Robertson Boulevard.
Okay.
And that's, you know, so it is going to be sort of beautiful. And I'm not going to, I mean, my heart says, why don't you get the room painted? Why don't you do the ceiling? Why don't you redo the paint? But Ruth,
and
I have a...
Didn't you just paint this a while back?
Yes, I did, but it actually needs, but I'm not going to do it because I have a superstition. Whenever I have redone a whole house or everything, I've moved out in a year.
That's what I did on Bronson Hill.
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
As I was saying it, I thought of you. So I'm like Mrs. Winchester of the Winchester House in San Jose. I'm not, I'm going to do the furniture, and I'm just, you know, maybe wonder, but I have landlord problems, so, you know, doing his apartment is a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just not going to pay attention to it. I'm, you know, I can live, after all, my lifestyle must not be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So my furniture will, you know, take on a new life,
mm-hmm.
and little by little, you know, we'll do different things. So that's what I've got. I do think it's exciting, and
it's gonna be nice.
I am pleased about it now. Why I lived with torn stuffing so long? I think in my mind I thought I don't do houses anymore. I'm finished with all that. I sit at the computer, and then suddenly I looked and I said, I'm living with torn furniture. What is wrong with me? I mean, really? And I could see it. My father going, what is wrong with you? How can you live this way? And yet I was, you know, really. I didn't care. I really don't care. So, good. Now we go back. Yes, so you can put your feet up. And when it's all reupholstered, I will let people sit on it. Ruth, dear, start your breathing and do it. See, I've been busy and talking a lot. I wanted to rest. And you know, you've got the bank and all of that stuff. And you've got a lot of stuff. Let the breath empty you out. Because in our life, there will always be something. Either you will have a headache, or you will have had a fight. You know, you have to go to performance.
Mm-hmm.
You will have a headache or a fight. Or somebody didn't mail you the check.
Mm-hmm.
Or the agent gave you. So let's learn now that when we breathe out on that air, breathe everything away for the moment.
Right.
So that for the moment, now you can start to work and I'll talk. For the moment, we live in our body, in our best self. That's right. And learn to enjoy it in a physical way. Good. And I'm going to talk. If there's any tightness around the lip corners, just let them be freer. You're getting the right weight, but don't push on it. Good. Let the right weight happen. Okay. Now, Ruth, I'm guessing at this next suggestion. I'm not sure. Watch me. I'm going to do that gentle exercise, but I'm going to put some pressure right in here. Watch this. Now watch this. Did you see that there was no pressure the second time? Could you tell?
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm not sure because it might be the way your neck is, but I think that as you do it, there's a little bit of bearing down in this.
Yeah.
Do you feel it,
mm-hmm.
Ruth? I can see it. I can feel it too. So this is the what I'd like you to do. I would like you to target right here. That means your mental positioning is right here. And this does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to do anything. See, you're in the habit of using other muscles to do. So watch me. I'm going to target the F right on my lip. And I don't care about the rest of my body. That was all I was able to do, but that's enough to teach the breath that it can move right through the the body right through the throat, the corridor of the throat, without the throat helping.
Uh-huh.
Without the muscles in the throat helping. Good. Now, do it even weakly, W-E-A-K-L-Y. Do it lightly. What you want to do is say, I'm so used to getting the right weight by pressing, by using my throat muscles, mm-hmm. that I may not quite know how to do it without doing that. Therefore, let your body figure it out. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really know how to give you what you want at this mm-hmm. moment. See what you can do, dear. That's very nice. Let it happen. Target the lips. Do it once more. Did you feel a difference, Ruth, or were you thinking a difference, at least?
Which one, on the last one?
No, on all three, on this little set
mm-hmm.
of breaths. Yeah, did you feel that you were more here
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and just not doing very
mm-hmm,
much?
Mm-hmm.
Here, that's what I would like. Now, I give you homework, and this homework I do want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're a changed woman, you're going to do it. The reason I want you to do homework, little by little, I want you to leave your throat alone. Okay. I want your throat to be, think of your throat as a corridor.
Mm.
And I want it to be a beautiful corridor. You know, sort of lined with gold, what's that, when you put gold on a
filigree?
Gold filigree, or gold leaf, you know, where you do. Just, you know, just something beautiful through which the breath moves. Think of, now think oppositely of a corridor that kind of bulges out
mm-hmm.
a little bit as the person moves through it. We don't want that. Do you see that you would want
mm-hmm.
this beautiful shape moving into the beautiful face, but rather than this bulging corridor and then moving into the face.
Mm-hmm.
If this bulges, the face can't be left
mm-hmm.
alone
mm-hmm.
to be its most beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thinking of it that way, I would like you to take a minute or whatever length of time it takes to quiet down. These things are very hard to do, really. Kind of put a moat of quietness around you at home. And then you're going to maybe put your fingertips right
mm-hmm.
at the throat. And you're going to have an image of what would be your image of something that is a beautiful passing through.
It would be jewel encrusted.
Jewel encrusted. I don't want, I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
This is, let's discuss that. The reason I don't like that is that I think of jewels as coming out,
mm-hmm.
as being irregular,
mm-hmm.
and that's for a different different
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
I would like the throat to be nothing,
mm-hmm.
you see, to be heavenly, to be
mm-hmm.
Like if you were in heaven and were walking.
Well, just light then.
Lightness?
Light.
Light. That's fine. Do you mean light as from the sun, or do you mean light as in weight?
Sun, light.
From the
light,
sun, light, yeah. Sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's what I prefer. Yeah, so that if you want to think that, I'd like you to get the moat of silence and of pleasure around you, your fingertips here, because it helps the mind
mm-hmm.
to locate the place
mm-hmm.
that you're working at. And then you have a vision of sunlight, of a corridor,
mm-hmm.
sunlit. That's the idea. You feel it? By using, that's a beautiful image. By using that, did you feel how calm I was
mm-hmm.
and how little I did? Let me see you work that way now.
I'm supposed to put the moat around me first, right?
Yes. Yeah. Don't take too long, Ruth.
You said a minute, so I didn't know what you meant.
Oh, no. When I then I changed. After I said a minute, I thought, how do I know how much time she needs? Yeah. You might, I say whatever, I think I said something like, whatever time it takes to feel quiet. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it might be just a flash. Just like ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if you take too long, you become too serious, conscientious, obedient. And that denies that lovely, effortless feeling. Okay. I think you've got the idea, haven't you? Didn't you feel something different?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a lovely quality. See, what we're doing now, we're thinking, oh God, now I have to do this. But you see that that is ultimately, that top is ultimately a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it myself until I saw you doing the exercise right now. That this, like this easy floating sunlit corridor, it's as though you take the sunlit corridor to the lover.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. See, and you can't get that unless the breath moves through this sunlit corridor of the throat to your lover.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing now. That's exciting. It's exciting that everything that we're doing really leads to this, but we're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, just everything leads to it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I want you to do that now. You certainly have, in between the racing round, which I wholly respect, and
which is escalating,
which is understandable, and this is the way you made your money, and this is what you need to do. I understand it.
Desperately need.
Yes. Yes, truly. Before, remember when you were married, we were saying, should you give it up? But now you need it, and I'm, quite desperate. Behind you. However, there have to be at least 3 times during the day when you take a minute. I mean, you do go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, and I know that sometimes when I've got my own deadline, I've got to get to that computer, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard for me to take a minute to do that breathing.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, I think your next audition depends on this quiet thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think of it as part of your audition, not as homework so much, but that I want this quieted down quality.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go into the, I want you to arrange and for a minute of your own time. You see, you wouldn't think of not going to the bathroom before an audition.
Mm-hmm.
You must get to the point where you wouldn't think of going into the audition without having gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into the audition. Forget it. Just let your body. Let your muscles do the exercise, and then do whatever you do when you go in for that audition. You do not take my words with you. You know that, okay? So do you feel face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, that you could do this 1 minute, 3 times during the day as you are racing around?
30 seconds, 3 times. 30
seconds.
To get in touch with it, absolutely.
That's right.
So, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. When you get home, and finally you've left that craziness behind you, I want you to do that again at home. First of all, it's another way of releasing yourself from the hectic part of your life. It does the second thing at the same time of reminding you that you leave this part of your body alone. Mm-hmm. That the breath goes through this part of the body, it just moves through it to this part mm-hmm. of the face, the front part of the face. And so I want you, so it's four times that I want you to do it through the day, and I want you to start today when you leave here, okay? If you have to, if you find that you're beginning to throw even those 30 seconds away, and I know what that is, because mm-hmm. I've done it myself, then you sit down and you, even with a pencil and paper, say, when am I going to put this in? Mm-hmm. When I do such and such? Or when I put my makeup mm-hmm. on? Mm-hmm. When I eat? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually write it down so that you've made a contract with yourself. Mm-hmm. And don't let yourself off the hook. Right? There are times, once you have established a discipline like that, mm-hmm. when it's okay to say, I will not do it right now, that's that. You need to be able to rebel against a discipline. But that means the discipline is well established, mm-hmm. and rebelling once is good for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you don't throw the whole thing out. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you have to learn to balance your discipline for doing things that are new to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I told you, the leg weights that I do. On Thursday, I didn't do them. I knew that I wasn't doing them. I said, I'm not going to do it. And it's, you know, I should be doing them every day, but no, I needed not to do them. Mm-hmm. Friday, I was really, you know, I was renewed and eager, and I really did every single bit mm-hmm. of all my exercises. So that one, really, that does serve. And we have to know how to live with ourselves that way. Okay. The next thing is the flowing tongue. Really, the tongue, when it's at its best, is full, is large. It's like, here's my hand. See how closed in the fingers are? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and how tense and how mm-hmm. now, and how sort of ugly it is when it's in tight. Mm-hmm. That's my tongue when it's tight, okay? Now when I release this, do you feel the width of it and mm-hmm. the length of it? There's a kind of easiness in mm-hmm. it. Like, when it's easy, it really moves easily. Mm-hmm. When it's tight, watch me try to wave. Feel how mm-hmm. choppy it is? Same thing with the tongue. When the tongue is tight and you try to speak mellifluously, you can't. It's choppy, right? Mm-hmm. When the tongue is released, mm-hmm. moving as though on a wave outside, what happens? You feel the words are on a wave, mm-hmm. and if I wanted to speak to you seductively, oh, Ruth, my darling, mm-hmm. you know, that dress you're wearing today is so beautiful. You know, did you feel like it's really...
Cute.
Huh? and your lousy blue jean jacket is gorgeous, and your sneakers are very enticing. Okay, yeah. that's what it is. So first, learn to feel it growing full on the inside mm-hmm. of your mouth.
Good.
Let it blossom out. Yeah. Good. And I've added another technique with that, Ruth. Mm-hmm. Because I press down at the jaw hinge, and you probably do too, most people do, as my tongue fills up, I give myself a little extra release in the jaw hinge. Yeah. And it's just like they both float up together. You feel that? Yeah, just sort of take that idea. I think using your fists like mm-hmm. that is not the right message mm-hmm. to give to the mind. Mm-hmm. I think when I do it, my fingers just barely, do you feel the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I give mm-hmm. a different physical message mm-hmm. to my brain. Mm-hmm. And now, very lightly, I'm going to put the BL, I'm going to target my BL. Blah, blah. Did you feel it? It was mm-hmm. literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good work. Try yours.
blah, blah, blah.
Okay. The difference between ours was that when I did mine, I didn't make sure. So mine, in a sense, almost just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or I let it, you know, mm-hmm. how do you let it do something? This is it. When this was released, just now, I did what you did. Rolly, did you feel me press down a little bit in the back?
Mm.
That's what I was going to describe to you about what you had done in the blah, blah. Because I was trying too hard. Did you see what I was doing? I was trying too hard to show it to you. And by trying that little bit much too hard, I don't think my English is very good. That little much bit too hard. What happened was I pressed. And then it gave a funny sound to the word released. Going to your sound, what you did was you tried to be casual. So you pressed somewhat on the back of the tongue, and it came out something like, blah, blah. Did you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mine, when I just breathed and went, blah, did you see how it was? It was targeted right here. There was nothing that I did muscularly to it. That's the difference. It's back and forth over the years that we will do this that your body and you will try it different ways, making 18 different mistakes. And I will be, it's my job to point those out until you sort of know the realm of mistakes that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't include those. You will just go, blah, that's all, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I made my 17th mistake just then. My shoulders just tightened ever so slightly when I did that. So yeah, it moves from here to the wrist. It's never ending.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, we're not going to be perfect. Sure, every once in a while, for 1 second, I'm perfect when I say to you, that was a good one. But I don't carry that into performance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't begin my teaching lesson being perfect. One isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But one is more or less in the neighborhood of easy, comfortable talking, for the most part, rather than being all the time in the neighborhood of real physical and mental discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is what yours has been, and mine was before I began to work this way. Target the blood and don't care what happens. So what are the things you have to think about? This is what's going to happen. Blah. That's all that's going to happen. Could you tell me what happened there, Ruth? Could you describe?
Well, you breathed in and the breath came over here and then the sound came.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some movement from here. It sort of lifted. And it ended in this blah, which sort of moved out on its own, out of the lips on its own. That was the only movement. Okay. So what you were doing before was adding movement to it. Now see whether you can do it like a three-point landing. We talked about Jack Palance's one arm lift, right? It's like the balance of a three-point landing. This would be the point. This is the movement into it, and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Try yours.
Blah.
Much better. Much better. Did you realize nothing else was in the way? What was your... Did you have an image, or were my words driving you crazy?
Well, the image was just to do it and have the air come.
Okay, so it was sort of a picture in your mind of this. Yeah, no words, but
yeah,
good. That's as good an image as any. If I were acting in a play and really needed to make that first entrance, I might even remind myself of the one arm, I mean that little picture.
Mm-hmm.
And if the reason I use that was that after I saw Palance do it on the Oscars, later that week, I think on prime time, they gave a whole thing of people in a gym doing a two-handed mm-hmm. body lift mm-hmm. or one-handed. Now, I might just remember Diane Sawyer, you know, saying, mm-hmm. it's hard. Mm-hmm. I might remember that. Or suppose my scene were funny. Suppose there was a very humorous scene into which I had to move. Mm-hmm. I might take that stupid idiot, Jack Palance, I might use him doing it in what I thought was a tasteless mm-hmm. a display. Mm-hmm. Suppose I needed tasteless in mm-hmm. the scene. I just run that image through, mm-hmm. or even the word tasteless, and then I go on, and I mm-hmm. I target. Did that or mm-hmm. do you see? So I'm working both through images and through the physical feeling of this, mm-hmm. but there are no words, unless tasteless, which is a code word, mm-hmm. but there are no words of instruction mm-hmm. going on. That's the difference. Okay, so that if you can learn to work this way, nothing I say will intrude on your auditions mm-hmm. or in your performances. You've incorporated everything I've said into something, a snap of the fingers, and mm-hmm. that's going to stand. See, your natural intelligence knows that that snap of the fingers is a symbol mm-hmm. which stands for everything we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's acting where you, and learning where you don't have to unlearn, where the technique doesn't get in the way of the technique.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very, very important to work that way. This time we're going to go into the blah, 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 three words.
Mm-hmm.
Three blah, blah, blah. Years.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. There's a little pressure on this mm-hmm. right in here. Yours is blah, blah. See how much pressure, push there is? Be patient with me. I know that I too would like to get to words, but I think while you're still pushing here,
mm-hmm.
you're going to push on the words
mm-hmm.
even more because we're so used to the words. So be patient. Once again, it's to reclaim that feeling of doing nothing. Right? So the doing nothing is to target the BL here. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's better.
Mm-hmm.
And let's leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, so it was worth
mm-hmm.
holding you back to say, no, you can't push on the tongue to make it sound easy and free, and you can't push right around the lip corners, right around the jowls
mm-hmm.
to make it easy and free. No, there are just three points. One is the torso, two is as it flows through the cheek, and three are the lips. Blah. That's all it is. You could use the symbol three. Try that, dear. Use three and do the exercise.
Do I do three at the beginning?
The blah blah blahs, you mean?
No, the three.
You mean think three?
Well, I thought you meant this was a hand signal. No.
Oh, no. I just...
I'm sorry. I thought you were giving me
no.
A code.
Maybe you could do... Why not? You could do this, mm-hmm. or you could think three.
Okay.
But the point is, it's going to tell us that we only have three places to touch.
Blah, blah, blah.
Do it again. And allow the breath to really flow.
Blah, blah, blah.
See, that was better in terms of the breath flowing. Mm-hmm. The first time, because I don't want you to deliberate too long, which allows for
mm-hmm.
interference, you sped into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the little Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This was too fast. This was too slow.
Mm-hmm.
The little baby bear is just right. Do it again and make it just right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Just right. Did you feel the difference? No.
Yeah.
It was just right. Okay. Sometimes when I would go on stage, and I'd have to say to myself something like, the right tempo. I didn't, that was enough to somehow get me into not too fast or too slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't quite know, but in a sense, having done all that rehearsing, my body really knew when it was right.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was just remind myself to be right, to go into the right tempo. It's that vague, but that vagueness is useful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's what we're learning right now also. So everything we're doing is really what we will do on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You will be so intimate with your own special language that you with which you communicate within your own body,
mm-hmm.
with which you communicate secretly,
mm-hmm.
you will be so close to it that you will be able to pull out of your Santa Claus pack whatever it is you need mm-hmm. that night before you go, you know, mm-hmm. before the camera. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, you'll need it. You know, there hasn't been a day when I didn't need something to get on that stage. It was lovely when I was with Fisher, because he was a doll, and it was such fun. I'd go and say to Fisher, "I don't feel like acting tonight." "You got to be." I said, "I don't feel like a fish." "Bing, let me zap you." And he would go, and I'd say, "I think I feel a little bit more fishy." And then we would go on. It was fun. Or else we would sort of curse each other, you know, the way the grandma, you know, backstage, "What are you talking about?" And then we'd go on.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun to do, but most of the time you're alone, you know, doing it, you know, having fun with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's try words. We'll blow everything away. The ship sailed into the Mediterranean. Did you feel that it was as light right there?
Mm-hmm.
Try yours.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean.
Okay. This is what... That's all right.